What's the matter with your life? Why you gotta mess with mine? Don't keep sweating what I do, cause I'm gonna be just fine. Check it out. If I wanna take a guy home with me tonight, it's none of your business.
None of your business.
Wanna be a freaking, sell it on a weekend.
None of your business. None of your business.
None
ya. As the kids say. My bodies and our bedrooms. None ya. It's just that simple, folks. I'm Maggie Dawn. Welcome back. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin and beyond. You can always find our live stream at civicmedia.us. You can go to any app store, find our app for free. It is the gift that you can give to all of your family and friends that will keep on giving really good ideas and super fun commentary on all things politics and beyond. I might even talk about the Brewers sometime this week. But I don't think I'll need to because, wow, it is happening here at the DNC. I'm joined by my special co-host this hour, Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson. We've got just the man to talk to at the DNC, Scott Ross, former executive director of One Wisconsin Now, provocateur in the best sense of the word, firebrand, and frequent guest of the Devils. Thanks so much for making time, Scott. Nice
to
see you.
It is fabulous to be here. When you started saying that somebody was going to come up talking about knowing things and waiting for that person to show up, but, you know.
Well, between the three of us, we can
You two are great. I am the one. I will be the... I'm the barnacle. I'm sorry. I'm the lamprey on your shark of progressive progress. So,
first of all, I got to give some snaps for the tan suit.
Yes, it's so good.
Listen, you know when the Republicans have to make up nonsense to criticize Democrats about, like Obama's tan suit. That's when we know we've owned the MAGA cult, and it seems like we are fast approaching this point here, Scott, don't you think?
Absolutely, and I will just say that I am thorough, and I researched the tie as well, purchased this a couple years ago, because the tan suit controversy was one of the most ridiculous. I think that was on the heels of the beer summit. You know, remember when America was so innocent in our young, you know, way back then, where a tan suit was a controversy, the Republicans get the D.C. press corps to write right. about. So I not only, you know, I had bought this suit, you know, in response to that, and then got this tie, but I was covering the RNC. I'm a public broadcast, a PBS Wisconsin. I'm their Democratic pundit, and I wore that inside of the RNC convention the night J.D. Vance did his speech, because I thought that was the ultimate troll.
Yes.
And I had one person
Seriously,
say to me,
they got it.
Nice Obama suit. It wasn't inside. It was an African-American vendor outside.
Yeah.
So
okay,
there
well,
you go.
That, like, tracks a thousand
I think there's a
percent.
Lot there.
Yes, we
I
could
think
just,
this says a
we
lot
could just
there.
Riff on that moment for the entirety of the afternoon. Well, of course, it was the Obama tan suit controversy, and then Biden sporting the, like, Cole Haan air sole,
yes.
like, comfy shoes.
Absolutely.
That was a controversy.
Which he would take off to use his Peloton, because remember the New York Times had a big to-do about him having a Peloton.
Peloton.
You know, so, I mean, again...
I don't even think Trump can spell Peloton.
Exactly.
So.
The idea that, you know, we had a president, you know, who could actually get up on a Peloton and take a ride on it and that sort of thing, as opposed to, you know, our now 78-year-old, 34-time convicted felon, credibly, you know, determined to be a rapist, and also clearly mentally, he has lost his mental faculties, who is now leading the Republican Party.
But he's a real trim 6'3", 215, believes zero people except the Georgia Department of Corrections, I guess?
I'm not going to lie. You know, and again, like, I am somebody I've weighed everywhere as an adult from 487 pounds to 195 pounds. I literally am 6'3", and right now 214 pounds. So, maybe the radio puts on 50 pounds or whatever, you know, so that Trump and I are the same body type. But, we also do share the same birthday, June 14th.
Really? No way.
Along with Devil's advocate
yes.
host.
Dominic Solano.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
I know that well.
And fighting Bob LaFollette. And Che Guevara.
Wow.
And I'm
going to
go
oh
one more.
Goodness.
Boy George, which is the first concert I ever saw, was Culture Club back in like 1983.
We have legitimately brought all of this completely full circle. It's funny that you mentioned the tan suit controversy and sort of the good old days where this is what we were wringing hands about. I had this exact conversation last night with a bunch of my friends, including my fabulous producer, Brian Kelly. When I first started to do radio, I remember very specifically railing about then Trump cabinet appointee, Secretary of the Environmental Protection Agency, Scott Pruitt, because he wanted the skiff built in his office. I think there was something about specialty pens, the expensive travel. And the guy, of course, was an oil industry executive because Donald Trump won't say that the sentence climate change is real, period. And that's what we were worried about. We were worried about the hush money payments to the porn star, and we were worried about Scott Pruitt's skiff and expensive travel. That was before, you know, the poo hit the actual fan. Yeah.
But I mean, again, I think with that, it's a, you know, some things change, some things stay the same.
Yes.
Don't forget that, you know, Dick Cheney and George Bush kept the energy task force that met with all of the oil executives, and they would never release that. And I worked on the anti-George Bush movement in 2004 out of D.C., and we could not try, you know, we tried to get them, could not get them. He would not release them, you know.
And has anybody tried a fresh form? FOIA request on that?
I have not.
That's not a bad idea, actually, because yeah. The administration, you know.
But again, think about how far we've come.
Yes.
Dick Cheney isn't voting for Donald Trump.
I know.
And his daughter
was,
you know,
run out of the party.
Was run out of the party, and somebody who, like, a lot of us didn't like.
Yes.
You know, so.
Well, Dick Cheney was like Dr. Evil before I was introduced to the depths of darkness that is Bill Barr.
Absolutely.
I've done entire shows on, like, do you all know who Bill Barr is? This goes back to, like, the Iran-Contra affair, Iraqgate. I mean, this guy has been the fixer for countless Republican presidents.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Barr's about face. Here's a question for you, Scott, and I want to hear, Marcy, your answer as well. Which flip-flopper on the Donald Trump is a disgusting menace to democracy and is unfit on every possible axis to be president? Which flip-flopper bothers you the most? And no, you cannot pick J.D. Vance as an answer.
Yeah, that's, you know what? That is ludicrous. But I'm going to go, I'll just go a different way and
sure.
Give Marcelia some time to think about it.
You know.
Or do you have one top of the list?
This one comes to mind. It's Laura Ingraham for calling it Milwaukee, Minnesota.
Oh, that's a good, yep, yeah, for sure.
Come
absolutely.
On now. Come on now.
Absolutely.
Don't you
got to whip out the map.
This way. That's right. That's yeah. right. Don't disrespect us.
Absolutely. 100%. I think it's a good thing to point out. Think about who wasn't at the RNC and who isn't supporting
yes.
Donald Trump. His former vice president.
Yeah, right. Pence.
Mike Pence.
Yep.
His former, you know, the former vice president who last elected by the Republicans, which was Dick Cheney.
Yep.
The last Republican president before him, which was George Bush. You know, what, 87% of his cabinet,
yeah.
you know, and like the entirety pretty much of the sort of, you know, establishment Republican intellectual, you know, Bradley Foundation funded circle of lunatics, ne'er-do-wells, and liars. And they're against Trump. So, you know, again, it tells you where things have come.
So I have a favorite or a most bothersome flip-flopper. Speaking of who was and wasn't at the RNC. And that is Trump's former chief of staff, Reince Priebus.
Mm.
Okay? Like, Reince, be and do better. I mean, the private back channel is basically that Reince knows this guy is terrible, a bad person, incapable of leadership, can't process complicated information, and frankly, again, a threat to the baseline world order, more likely to bring us into global warfare, et cetera. The scuttlebutt is that Reince is well aware of all of this, and yet he's basically still out there pitching for the man. It's, to me, that's terrible, and it's a stain because the guy's a Wisconsinite.
Absolutely, and I only because, you know, we have the county board chair here Milwaukee County
yes.
that I'm going to throw this one out, even though he has zero relevance, no longer exists. The worst flip-flopper is, and get ready to buzz me, Scott Walker.
Oh, yeah.
That
yes.
guy. You know, I mean, you remember that he was, you know, yanked into the Never Trump thing. He was the cheerleader for it. And now, like, literally, you know, he has three things that he does on Twitter, basically, which is the thing he does. He insults people of color.
Yes.
He insults women. And he insults women of color. That is his MO. in the promotion of Donald Trump.
This from a man who looks like the walking, living 3D version of Elmer Fudd, if there ever was one. The Scott Walker ear thing, it's like every time he talks, I just want to be, Mr. Fudd, no one asked you, please shut up. Mm-hmm. And the irony that they, the Republicans pick this guy to lead their like youth engagement group. Scott Walker to millennial, zillennial engagement is like a fish to a stinking bicycle. Like, are you for real with this guy?
And it just speaks to the power of big money in our elections and how folks are willing to throw, you know, our people under the bus to make a quick buck. Scott Walker as county exec did a lot of damage. But as governor of Wisconsin, I mean, he flipped our state upside down, and we're still paying the cost of that.
Exactly. Like, you know, you and I can't, you know, travel to see each other via high-speed rail, which we would have had.
Exactly.
You know?
Thank you, Scott. I will never get over that.
Never.
And the thing is, I spend a little bit of time in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And before I was going over there, somebody who used to work in politics was like, hey, you're going to ride one of those Talgo trains? And I guess I didn't pay enough attention to the brand name of the choo-choo mm-hmm. factory. He's like, but yeah, check those out, because that's the ones
they're
we would have had.
Right.
And I, again,
we
I'm,
still paid for them, though.
Exactly.
Still
I'm
paid
6'3".
For
I could cross my feet in front of me without touching the seat in front. So, yeah, that's one I'm never, ever, ever going to get over. But I'm going to get real here for a second.
Please.
If we have a moment.
Yeah.
I know I criticized Scott Walker. I spent, you know, 2009 to, you know, 20 minutes
years.
Ago criticizing him. But I have something to admit. Scott Walker is the reason that I met my wife.
Oh,
because
wow.
Back in 2011, when Walker, dropped the bomb, we were filming commercials over in Milwaukee about people talking about how he has hurt Milwaukee and how his how his plan would hurt Wisconsin. And my friend who was supposed to be in charge of that couldn't be there. And she asked me, could you go and wrangle the talent? And what's that? And my wife was one of the talent. And she and I talked about it. She's like, so how are you going to deal with being at the RNC? And I was like, well, you know, I'm just going to get my sea legs and see how things go. And she says, and I said, you know what? I think I'm going to go up to Walker finally and just say that to him about how, you know, thanks for
about the trains.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to go up to him and say, hi, my name's Scott Ross. I used to attack you a lot. So he couldn't pull the whole, who are you?
Yes.
I'm like, I just want to tell you, you know, for all your dumb stuff, you helped me meet my wife. So thanks for that. And I was going to do that. And I saw him the first day and I was like, still gun shy.
Yeah.
The second day I was going to do it. Okay. And I saw him walking down to be interviewed. And I got down there to where he was being interviewed, and he was pulling a whole bunch of anti-trans garbage. And I was like, there is a reason I don't like this guy, and I ain't doing it.
Yeah.
So that's I wanted to be nice, but he made me not be able to be nice.
So the stomach churn of stomach churns that I had at the RNC, and I saw these people nearly in successive order. Corey Lewandowski, Roger Stone, and then freaking alternative facts Kellyanne Conway.
Oh, my God.
And I was just standing there, and I was like, wanted to heckle Roger. He was on Breitbart at the time. Wanted to be like, show him your Nixon tattoo, you freak show weirdo. I mean, what sort of screw loose kind of person do you have to be like, I'm going to get an 18-inch just face tattoo of Richard Nixon put on the top of my back between my shoulder blades? It's like, what is the dumb, corrupt, Trumpian version of the tramp stamp, but trashier and stupider all at the same time, slammed between your shoulder blades? Like, that's Roger Stone. The guy, I mean, when you are the living embodiment of the Monopoly guy, like, this is not a positive thing.
Oh, yeah. And when I was over there, so over in Panther Arena,
yes.
It was, honest to God, it was like an alternative reality.
Yes!
And I saw him there, he looked like he was dressed mafioso. He had, like,
oh,
the big, huge,
double-breasted,
yep.
Like,
so
we
weird.
Saw him the same day.
3-inch pinstripe. Scott, you want to hang around for one more
I'm going to have
hit?
To go. I'm going to need to go. I need to go. I'm
Our
sorry.
Our very
so,
special guest.
Can we say hi to your wife? Hey,
absolutely.
Lisa.
What's happening, Lisa?
Hey, Lisa. That's Scott Ross, former executive director of One Wisconsin Now. Maybe we'll get you back one more time before this big party's over.
That'd be wonderful. It was wonderful seeing the both of you.
Good to Thanks. See you, Scott.
Thank you.
Folks, don't go anywhere. We're Civic Media. We'll be right back after these brief messages.
So, the moral of this story is, who are you to judge? There's only one true judge, and that's God. So chill and let my father do his job.